Hey, welcome back to the 5 Minute Strategist. Back in the day when I was living and working in Hong Kong, I was invited to a meeting by somebody in our New York office. Now, Hong Kong is 12 hours ahead of Eastern Time in the US. The invitation was sent to me at 11 p.m. my time, and the meeting was at 3 a.m. In New York, that would have been 11 a.m. for a 3 p.m. meeting, and completely reasonable. I arrived to work the following day around 8 a.m. to discover that the person who was running the meeting had complained to my boss about my lack of responsiveness and lack of attendance at this meeting. It had never occurred to them to check what time it was in Hong Kong. It was simply assumed that because it was needed by them, I would be magically available. And sure, when I tell the story, it's an amusing anecdote. But there's a lesson in there for us as small business owners, because we operate with teams who are both remote and often in different time zones for us. When you misunderstand time zones, this creates frustration for your team, and it leads to delays and missed deadlines and people not showing up at meetings where you really need them to be. On the other hand, when you get it to work, everybody in that team feels valued and in sync, and it doesn't matter where in the world they're working. Flexibility is one of the big reasons that people like to work for small businesses, but it obviously comes with its challenges. Trying to book a meeting when everyone's in a different time zone becomes an organizational nightmare. Deadlines become super tricky. If I say end of day, do I mean end of day in my time zone or end of day your time in your time zone? And when I tell you that I need something tomorrow, do I mean I need it so that I can work on it tomorrow? Or is it okay for you to come in a couple of hours after me and then deliver it? This kind of constant managing of everyone's schedules results in confusion most of the time, us missing opportunities because we couldn't act quick enough, and can even lead to burnout if certain team members are expected to constantly adapt to someone else's schedule. And let's not even get into how frustrating it is when you're waiting for a key piece of information because you want to make a decision and that person isn't going to be at their desk for another 3 hours or 5 hours or 8 hours. It can feel like everything is slowing us down. I'm not going to talk about all the tools that we have that help us, you know, manage different time zones, like having project management software that can set deadlines in different time zones and calendar tools that can show availability in the correct time zone. What I want you to think about is creating a culture in your business that allows for and respects these different time zones. And we can do this in lots of different ways. You can have working hours in everybody's business calendar, so people know when each other is and isn't available, and putting boundaries around those so people aren't expected to see notifications or respond outside of those working hours. Looking for ways to work as asynchronously as possible. Do we really need a meeting, or can something be dealt with through Slack? And if it really does require a meeting and you're struggling to find a time that works for everyone, how can you move that meeting around through the month? If you had a group program with people in Australia and London and New York, you would most likely move those meetings around. So why would you not do the same thing for your team? The other critical area to consider is communication. When you have multiple time zones, you want to be concise and clear. Imagine the scenario where person A receives an email at 8 a.m. their time from person B. Person A interprets it as rude and abrupt and with some deeper meaning. But person B will only come online at 2 p.m. person A's time. So they now have 6 hours to stew on that. So we want to make sure that everything is as clear and neutral as possible to avoid that kind of misinterpretation, which then just gets exacerbated by the time delay. You also want to be clear and concise to reduce the need for back and forth, which just adds more to the delay. And then think about, what's your check-in process? How often do you want your team to tell you what their progress is so that you don't need to go and ask, right? And finally, you want to consider where your team are located. Even if you, for example, run an American company and most of the team are off on American holidays, understanding that there are other religious and culturally significant holidays in different countries that you need to allow your team to observe if they want to will go a long way to making them feel like part of the team rather than feeling like an outsider. We can't eliminate time zones. There are always going to be mishaps and people getting it wrong and adding the wrong number of hours to a meeting. But what we want to try and do is create a framework that your team can operate in so that even if there is a time difference, everybody can operate smoothly together, that the business can run as efficiently as possible. these particular strategies will be specific to your business and to your team and to where people are located. So how does your strategy ensure that your team can be effective across different time zones?